Man City, what now after Club World Cup exit? BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-07-01T15:43:42.394Z, description colon Manchester City are heading home from the Club World Cup after a shock defeat by Saudi side Al Hilal, so what now for Pep Guardiola's side, comma dot. What now for Man City after Club World Cup exit? Image source, Reuters image caption, Manchester City suffered a shock defeat by Al Hilal in the last 16 of the Club World Cup. Shamoun Hafez, BBC Sport football news reporter in Orlando, Tom McCoy BBC Sport journalist, published, 1 hour ago, 428 comments, Manchester City are heading home from the Club World Cup after a shock defeat by Saudi Pro League side Al Hilal in the last 16 in the United States. The squad are scheduled to fly back to Manchester on Tuesday night, bringing to an abrupt end a tournament which promised so much but instead delivered a stunning upset. We have been on an incredible journey together and we're in a good place. The vibe was really good, manager Pep Guardiola told BBC Sport. But we go home and now it is time to rest our minds for the new season. Was it a worthwhile experience for Guardiola's squad or an unwanted extension to an already long season? And what happens next for City? Al Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, published 10 hours ago, Man City knocked out of Club World Cup by Al Hilal, what did Guardiola learn from trip? The sunny climes of City's Florida base appeared to refresh and rejuvenate a side that was so disappointing this season, but on Monday night their Club World Cup hopes fell apart. The new signings all played a significant part in the tournament and it was evident that Dutchman Tijani Rijnders will bring much-needed energy and enthusiasm to the midfield. France international Ryan Cherki got off the mark in the group stages and provided a glorious assist for Phil Foden's extra-time goal against Al Hilal, but there are major concerns at the other end of the pitch. While Algerian fullback Ryan Aitnori's attacking ability is undoubted, there are question marks over his defensive capabilities, having been caught out on occasion against the Saudi side. Mathias Nunes is a midfielder playing at right back and though City managed to paper over it during the group stages, the square peg in a round hole was glaringly obvious once up against decent opposition. Sources had not ruled out the signing of a new right back before the tournament and it remains to be seen whether the club make a move for one. Guardiola also needs to address the lack of pace in the heart of the defence, with the two central defenders looking particularly sluggish when attempting to chase back the speedy Al Hilal forwards. The Spanish boss has made it clear he needs to trim his squad heading into the new season and there may be question marks over the future of England international John Stones, who was the only outfield player not to see any minutes on the trip. Meanwhile, it remains to be seen whether midfielder Rodri, who missed most of the season through injury, has suffered a setback. Guardiola said he complained about his situation having come on as a second-half substitute before being taken off in extra time. How much did City make? The Club World Cup has been a lucrative outing for all those involved. That is despite City missing out on extra prize money with their last 16 exit. City earned the most in the group stage because they were the only side to win all three matches, and will depart the US having banked approximately £37.8 million. That includes almost £1.5 million per win and a participation fee, believed to be £27.9 million, which FIFA bases on sporting and commercial criteria. If Guardiola's team had reached the quarter-finals they would have earned an additional £9.5 million in prize money, with that total rising to an extra £53.8 million had they gone on to lift the trophy. City paid £31 million for Wolves left-back Aitnori, who assisted a goal in their 5-2 win over Juventus, and £30.5 million for Lyon forward Cherki, who scored in the 6-0 win over Al-Ain. So have already paid off one of those transfers. Chelsea are now the only remaining Premier League club in the competition. They surpassed £40 million in prize money following their win against Benfica in the last 16, time for a rest. If there's any solace for Manchester City, it is that the squad now has a chance to recharge before the new season. The 61 games played by City since August equals their most in a season since Guardiola became manager in 2016. Only three top-flight clubs in Europe have played more often over the past 11 months, albeit Chelsea will also overtake City this weekend. Chelsea had the luxury of fielding vastly different lineups in the 2024-25 Conference League compared to domestically. Manchester City, with a smaller squad, have four of the 15 outfield players currently with Premier League clubs to have played more than 100 games over the past two seasons. They are new signing Tijani Rijnders, 107, Ilkay Gundogan, 105, Phil Foden, 102, and Bernardo Silva, 101. In addition, that quartet were regular starters for their country at Euro 2024 and, with the exception of former Germany midfielder Gundogan, continue to play international football. Meanwhile, only two outfield players in Europe's major leagues can top the 4,861 minutes racked up by City's recent signing Rijnders for AC Milan last season, while Jesko Gvardiol, Bernardo Silva and Erling Haaland all rank in the top 13 among Premier League players. Defeat by Al Hilal brought to an end a season which began 325 days ago with the Community Shield against Manchester United on August 10. City lost 17 games in all competitions, which is at least five more than in any other season since Guardiola's appointment and the club's highest total since 2008-09. While City scored 130 goals in 61 fixtures, the defensive lapses exposed in their Club World Cup exit have become increasingly common. They conceded 78 times this term, comfortably their worst record under Guardiola. That is 32 more than they shipped in the treble-winning campaign of 2022-23. When they played the same number of matches, when will City start pre-season? City players will head off on holiday for about 4 weeks before reporting back to the club for the start of pre-season. Having spent 3 weeks in the USA, it remains to be seen what plans are put in place for friendly matches before the new campaign. Will they keep it light by playing domestic opposition at City Football Academy? Could they head off to somewhere in Europe for a short trip? One thing is for sure. City will return to Premier League action at Wolves on Saturday, August 16, 17:30 BST. Related topics, Premier League Manchester City football, more on this story, latest Manchester City news, analysis and fan views, get Manchester City news sent straight to your phone, published July 26, 2022, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 428, top. Stories, live. Wimbledon, Krejcikova begins title defense, Sinner in action, 25,958 viewing 26K viewing, live. England win toss and bowl against India in second T20 at Bristol, 2,544 viewing 2.5K viewing, Arsenal sign goalkeeper Kepa from Chelsea for £5 million. Published 3 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, going inside real-life couples therapy, investigating the rise of medical conspiracy theories, a new comedy drama wrapped in a gripping family mystery, amazing young people across history, elsewhere in sport, faith amid the fury, how? Lion King Idoj keeps his peace, sweltering Switzerland, how hot is Euro 2025 going to be? Is it conceivable that Mercedes could drop Russell for Verstappen? Al-Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, meet the only English manager at the Euros, all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon. Video all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m, I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling. What are main questions facing England before Euros? A family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open. Have we watched Messi's final game on global stage? Who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes. What factors are at play? The end of one of football's great fullback duos. Where do they rank? The Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40. The chase is on. Why no team can feel safe against Stokes England? Why best dressed officials are missing from Wimbledon? which young players could light up Euro 2025, what do you remember about the 2013 Lions Tour, home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live, terms of use about the BBC, privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\global_navigation, country︲\end_language////env_and_service////commercial// name //\global_navigation////comma/props////country////it////comma/language/colon/eng_service/colon/commercia